On FSN Spotlight today, the growing relationship between Russia and China. For months now, the Obama administration has been hamstrung at the United Nations because Moscow and Beijing have come together to thwart Washington's efforts to crack down on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. 10 days ago, the two countries signed a landmark deal on gas supplies. They've also struck new agreements on trade and arms sales. So is a new axis emerging on the world stage between Russia and China? And what are the implications for the United States? James Blitz, former Moscow correspondent for the Financial Times, and James King, formerly based in Beijing for the newspaper, spoke to the FT's Gideon Ruckman. James Blitz begins.
I think if you look back over many decades, there's always been a strategic triangle in international relations between the US, China, and Russia. And the basis of that triangle is that if two of those three can gang up, then the third often feels under pressure. And of course, what you saw in the 1970s with Nixon's opening to China was that the US and China came together, and that outmaneuvered and to some degree destabilized the situation with the then Soviet Union and left them to some degree diplomatically isolated. What you're seeing now is the US being very much the one who is being excluded within the triangle. In other words, the US has got very bad relations now, both with China on the one hand, because of issues like cyber espionage and the Chinese role in the East China Sea, and of course with Russia in particular because of what's happened in Ukraine. And as a result, with the US excluded, you're seeing China and Russia coming together to a degree that you've not seen in the past. And this deal on gas supplies in many ways crystallizes that and symbolizes that. Now, the question I think we'd want to discuss is how deep that really is, whether this does signify a grand new opening or whether it's something rather more symbolic than real.
So, James King, then, I mean, I can see what's in it for Russia, particularly at this moment. It really helps to play the China card with America. But what's in it for China?
Well, just to consider the deal for a minute, there is a lot in this for China. It's really a bit of a coup if it goes ahead. And I think we need to stress that. I mean, I was reporting on this very deal 10 years ago in China. It's been around for a long time and it's always fallen through. So we need that caveat. But if it goes ahead and Russia does start to export 38 billion cubic meters of gas every year to China, this will be a big thing for China. First of all, it will mean that China gets about just around 10% of its gas needs from Russia every year by the year 2030.